Thank you, County Executive Gardner. As you had just noted that now in the United States, everyone ages 5 and up is now eligible for a free COVID vaccine. Next slide, please. And according to the CDC, those that can see the slides up there, that the vaccine from their research is 90% effective at preventing COVID-19 in children ages 5 to 11, and they're continuing to collect more data as time goes on, since the studies, like for adults, did start out with a smaller population, but over time we quickly gather more information. And the experience that we would expect for persons ages 5 to 11 following their vaccination is much like for adults. If you remember when I've been back here before talking about the experience for adults, that following their vaccination, it's common for folks to have either soreness at the injection site, might have fever, aches and pains, and so like the situation with adults, we do expect the same in children, and that is part of their immune system's response to responding to the vaccine. And just like any time that our body experiences a virus that it's detecting, then it develops its immune system response, sending out chemicals, and those chemicals then are responsible for that cascade of events that leads to having a temperature, having muscle aches, and so that is just part of how our immune system works and sort of the side effects from it doing its job. Next slide, please. So I realize it's a little more complicated now for the different age groups and who's eligible for which of the various vaccine products that have been authorized in the United States. So for children 4 years of age and younger, there are no vaccines that have been authorized in the United States. For persons age 5 to 11 years old, the Pfizer-BioNTech is the one vaccine that has been approved, or excuse me, authorized for that age group. And then persons 12 to 17, their option is the Pfizer-BioNTech. For persons who are 18 years and older, that's where the three options for the vaccine products that have been authorized and or approved in the U.S. are available to them. Next slide, please. So specifically in Frederick County, for the persons ages 5 to 11, the vaccination clinic options, I'd like to cover that on the next couple slides. So Frederick County Public Schools has responded to the governor's request that schools offer vaccination clinics at their location. So FCPS had asked the health department to partner in that with them, and FCPS has identified which schools and the schedule for those schools, or the order for those schools. And I understand that they're welcoming families from and students from other schools to go to a school. They don't need to wait for the vaccination clinic to be at their school, but we're really pleased to partner with Frederick County Public Schools on that. And more information has gone out, will go out through FCPS's Find Out First option. We also will be making vaccine available for the 5 to 11-year-old folks at our Oak Street Clinic location, which is, we call it Oak Street, but it's really off Himes Avenue, just past Dutch's Daughter, which is a landmark that many people are more familiar with. So those clinics will be November 13th and 20th. They're Saturdays. We will be adding more vaccine clinic dates as more vaccine becomes available. Next slide, please. So for the Frederick County Health Department vaccination clinics, so those that were supporting at Frederick County Public Schools and at our regular vaccination location, parents are, that's my next slide, but parents are, our guardians are required to be there. We would like to encourage all parents who have any questions, concerns, want to talk about timing. We do encourage them to talk to their regular primary care provider, their pediatrician or family physician, to determine what's best for them and their family. I am really excited to announce that at some point yesterday, I think that was later in the afternoon, the state launched a new and improved search engine for vaccine, And now you can actually go into the state's website. That's the covidvax.maryland.gov. You can enter your zip code and you can specifically select vaccine for 5 to 11-year-old persons. So that is a super enhancement. Next slide, please. And the reason why that's a really important enhancement is that vaccine is available at more than just local health departments and more than just what's available to the pediatric offices and the family medicine offices. And in fact, the national pharmacy chains have more vaccine. You know, I don't know exactly how much more vaccine, but it might be that the local pharmacy chains might have an amount equal to all the other Frederick County providers, including the health department. So definitely check their sites. Again, as I mentioned, for the Frederick County Health Department clinics, we are requiring that a parent or guardian be present for their children being vaccinated. And that includes those clinics that are being held at school locations. Another really important point, and I apologize in advance for the confusion this is going to cause for folks, but at this point, while the new vaccine for the 5 to 11-year-old persons is first being rolled out, we at the health department clinics are only offering that vaccine product at a clinic. We aren't including the other vaccine products, and the reason for that is for the 5 to 11-year-old persons, the vaccine dosage that they get is different from that from adults. And the packaging is different. And so to avoid the potential for any error, we are offering just that product at our clinic. So unfortunately, it does mean, though, that families coming in, if they've been waiting to get everybody vaccinated at once, persons below age 12 and over age 12. Unfortunately, for this initial rollout period, we will only be able to accommodate those who are ages 5 to 11. And that vaccine product is only authorized for that age group because it's a different amount. It's 10 micrograms versus 30 micrograms. Plus, the supplies are different with that. So we expect that in the future, we'll be able to accommodate more. But for this early rollout, that is the situation that we have. But fortunately, persons seeking vaccine in older age groups, they do have many other opportunities, both at our Oak Street Clinic and at other locations throughout the county. Next slide, please. So booster doses, still get some questions about that. When are people eligible for the various booster doses? So booster doses, if it's been at least 6 months after a second dose of Pfizer, at least 6 months after a second dose of Moderna, or if somebody had the J&J, the Johnson & Johnson or Janssen product, 2 months after that single dose. For the Pfizer and Moderna products, what we check for is just that somebody has had those prior vaccines and it's been at least 6 months. And then the rest of the eligibility criteria, it's people self-attest to their meeting the eligibility criteria. They do not need to bring documentation of that, but that is persons who are 65 years and older, persons who are residents in a long-term care residential facility and their staff, or persons who are 18 and older with underlying conditions that place them at greater risk for having serious illness or complications from COVID infection, or persons who are 18 and older who live and work in high-risk settings. So again, people can self-attest, and that's the same for the Pfizer and the Moderna booster shots, as long as it's been at least 6 months after their second dose. And then for the Johnson & Johnson product, the eligibility for the booster is you're 18 years and older, and it's been at least 2 months since your single dose. Next slide, please. So the state of Maryland has started through a telephone system contacting people to let them know that they are now eligible for a booster shot, because we realize it's been a little confusing for people, especially because first there was really a third dose for persons whose immune systems didn't work well, and then that was being confused with a booster, and it wasn't. And first it was just Pfizer, not Moderna, so the state wanted to send out a message to folks. So if you receive a call and your caller ID says that it's MD Vaccine CNTR for the Maryland Vaccine Center, or the number's 240 673-2163. Please pick up the phone. The call center is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they're able to schedule appointments for you at your local location. That's part of the Maryland GoVax system. Next slide, please. And we do get some questions, since it is a good time of the year for folks to get their influenza vaccine. People ask, can I get them at the same time? Yes, you can. And so that's the benefit of going to your primary care provider's office or to a pharmacy where you can get both at the same time. And then some people have said, well, I just got my flu shot or I just got my COVID shot. You know, do I need to wait? And no, you don't need to wait.